Well, the St. Farnan's Club was formed in 1964. Its location is the parishes of Dromore West and Templeboy, where there were two clubs formed originally way back in 1888. And they survived until the late 50s, early 60s. But by then, the decision was taken that an amalgamation would be better, and a new club was formed. And it was given the name Farnan in honour of a local saint. Clubs that were formed in 1888 actually met in the first round of the Sligo Senior Football Championship of that year, which was the first year of that competition in the county. But for most of their duration, they were mainly junior clubs and fairly successful on and off. Templeboy were junior champions in 1919 and again in 1943, whereas Dromore West were county junior champions in 1917 and 1924. Okay. For a period in the late 20s and early 30s, both parishes were finding difficult to field teams, so the Templeboy players actually played for a while with Screen Emeralds on one side, and the Dromore West players played with the famous Sea Blues team, and a number of them won county senior championship medals with the Sea Blues. After the 40s, I suppose, coming into the 1950s, there was a lot of immigration in the area, as there was all over Ireland at that time, and both clubs were struggling to field for all competitions. So on occasions, just the one team was picked from the two parishes, and that worked for some time. But finally, a decision was made after many, many deliberations and meetings to form the one club, and hence that decision was taken in the spring of 1964.
Named after the local saint.
Saint Farnan.
So there had been an unofficial amalgamation there, as you say, because they were from time to time playing as one team.
That's right, Austin. The difficulty was to form two clubs to survive. But I would say even in 1960, I have photographs of teams from both parishes at that time. And those players were the basis of the first St. Farnan's team. Some of them lasted for a few years with St. Farnan's. More of them had moved on.
And what was the biggest challenge for those two individual entities to keep going? Was it numbers, playing population, immigration?
Probably immigration was the biggest challenge. It even was a challenge for St. Farnan's for a number of years. But definitely it was difficult for both Dromore West and Templeboy to survive because of the huge immigration in the 50s and early 60s. And I suppose it was a small enough area that it made sense to form the one club. And St. Farnan's began as a junior club. At that time, there were just two grades of football in Sligo. So St. Farnan's began as a junior club in 1964, playing in the West Division competitions. At that time, all club football in the county went through the divisional system, with the winners from all age groups up to adult reaching county semi-finals. So it took St. Farnan's, I think, until 1967, about 3 years, before they were able to win the West Division Junior Championship. And they won it successfully every year until 1972, and reached a few county semi-finals and a few finals, but didn't make the breakthrough until 1972, when they defeated Craveruha after a replay to win their first county junior championship. That'll be 50 years ago next year. It was a huge achievement for St. Farnan's, and it was celebrated for a long time afterwards. And we're still celebrating. well, we will do again next year, please God. We'll celebrate the 50 years.
Do you have memories of 72?
Yes. I'm not that familiar with it. I was at matches and so on, but I wouldn't have known the players then as well as I know them now.
Sure. Right?
And unfortunately, we went senior then in 1973, and that lost a lot of players, a lot of fine young players, again, to emigration. So when the county board introduced the intermediate competition at the end of 1978, St. Farnan's were designated an intermediate club. That was our first year playing intermediate football in 1979.
The club has fluctuated between the grades over the years, Rory, hasn't it? You know, but that, it hasn't stopped Farnan's from being an ambitious club.
No, well, after 79, we stayed up at intermediate until 1982. We were relegated due to poor league performance at the end of 1981. And in 1982, we reached the junior final, losing out to a team from North Sligo, Northern Gaels. And we were disappointed with that defeat, but we came back in 1983 and won our second junior championship when we defeated Cowley in the county final. So with that victory from 83, we were back playing intermediate football again. And actually in 1986, we were put back to junior, but came back up to intermediate again by virtue of a good league campaign. So that left us intermediate, and we reached our first intermediate final in 1989, losing to Coolara.
Right.
And that final was played in Eastgate.
And all this time, while St. Farnan's was a merger between the parishes of Dromore West and Temple Boy, we're still talking about a fairly small playing base, aren't we, in terms of homes, households?
Yes, definitely. But we were fortunate to have a lot of players coming from 2 and 3 and 4 and even 5 brothers in some cases playing for the club. And that helped a lot. It helped at underage level especially. And even though they all didn't make it to the adult team, a lot of families did supply players for the club.
Okay.
And funny enough, in the current panel, there are 6 sets of brothers.
Right.
Not on the team, but in the panel, there are 6 sets of brothers, plus numerous cousins. And these are actually, in some cases, sons and grandsons of people who played for the club or even for the old clubs of Temple Boy or Dromore West.
So the football family theme is very important to this day.
Yes, but I'm sure that is the case in most small rural areas. You know, we're depending on the people that are born in the club area because the fact there isn't any big population, village, town, not many come in from outside to live in the area.
Yeah. As you mentioned, this is not St. Farnan's first final. It's not their first intermediate final. They won this competition in 2007, but they're rare enough events. So does this one feel special for people in the parish this time of year?
Well, I noticed, you know, far more enthusiasm about this final than ever before. We did reach another intermediate final in 1994 and we lost to Grange. But this time round, a lot of effort has been put into the club by the present officials, our chairpersons, our 2 members of the team, Eamon Kilgannon and Paddy O'Connor.
That's got to be a strange thing, that 2 of your current players are the 2 main club officers, joint chairpersons.
Yeah. Well, in fairness, you know, we have been struggling to get people to become officers of the club. And for a few years prior to this, it was mostly the women that took over the role. But however, these 2 lads took over the role of chairman, and Ciarán O'Connor, Ciarán Jr., is a highly qualified coach, and he, along with the club players, have had several get-togethers of young people during the summer, and that has brought a lot of parents to our football field and an interest in the club, and it has made, you know, there are flags and banners everywhere.
Sure.
For this final.
Which is lovely to see, yeah. And I'm just thinking too, you mentioned about the, you know, younger generation of people getting involved in helping to run the club. Like, clearly the youth has been an important backbone, because you want to nurture young players to make sure the club can keep going, whether it's football or whether it's hurling. And we know St. Farnan's have contributed greatly to West Sligo's renaissance in hurling over the last number of years. But obviously there's been an emphasis in the club on getting young people involved and trying to keep them involved.
Yes, and you know, I remember years ago going to matches with an under 12 team, and I'd be lucky to have anybody, only myself and the dog. But now the parents are coming and showing a great interest in their kids, which is great. Just before we move on to the Nick Saturday's final, I would like to mention that in as a junior team in 1997, we had a terrific victory in Sligo, winning the junior championship again and went on to almost capture the Connacht Club Championship of that year. That was a great year for the club, and we had a fine young team then who probably went on to be part of the intermediate team of 2007. Okay. And I think actually we had gone back junior again after that victory and won a junior championship in 2005. Right. So it's up and down.
You can't keep them down, Rory.
No, you can't keep them down. No.
Yeah.
So hopefully, if we can have a victory on Saturday, that we'll stay up longer in senior.
And for your people of your generation, finally, whatever their connection, past or present, or maybe there are people who were involved with the club for so many years and less so now, what would it mean to that generation to see another St. Farnan's team run out onto Markovic Park on a county final weekend?
Oh, we're all looking forward to it. It's great, and it's great. You know, there are people, former players. I had a call from Ro Finnegan the other day. You know, Ro will be on one of our first club teams. I've no doubt that some others will travel to be there on Saturday. And all the former players, you know, there's a great crop of players in their 30s and 40s who have young kids coming on, and they're helping out. So it's great to see.
And if they win, Rory, will you have to write another book?
My days of writing are over, Austin. I'm sorry about that.